From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesia ranked among 5 countries worldwide to have successfully handled the COVID-19 pandemic at level 1 through hard work and mutual cooperation among all parties. It was stated by President Joko Widodo at the Congress for Alumni Association of the Indonesian National Student Movement at the State Palace on Monday, as reported by Antara. President Jokowi affirmed Indonesia's success in controlling the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated its ability to turn difficult challenges into opportunities in order to forge ahead. The Indonesian government is continuing to expedite efforts to vaccinate vulnerable groups and children to limit the potential spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It was stated by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, in an official statement after a meeting at the Presidential Palace on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further said, in this case, because many children are also affected, the vaccination of children needs to be pushed. He informed the President has also asked for the preparation of booster vaccination so they can be administered from January 2022. Hartarto said the delivery of booster vaccinations will be regulated by the Health Ministry. Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Puan Maharani has pressed for prioritizing the needs of victims affected by the eruption of Mount Semeru. As quoted by Antara, Maharani said in a statement on Monday, the needs of affected people must be a priority to provide a public kitchen in fulfilling their food requirements. Other logistics such as blankets, bedding, and the availability of clean water and electricity must also be considered. The House Speaker also expressed her condolences over the people that lost their lives in the Mount Semeru eruption in Lumajang District, East Java Province. Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono has assured the government will build quality infrastructure while replacing or duplicating Calendar Hamilton bridges under the Public-Private Partnership Scheme. Hadi Mulyono said during the virtual signing of a project for CH-type bridge replacement and/or duplication under the PPP scheme on Monday that aligned with the directive of President Joko Widodo, the ministry will continue to build more qualified infrastructures in the near future. He also expressed his intention of discussing financing the replacement of 37 CH-type bridges aged around 40 years across Java with PT Baja Titian Utama. Now we move to the international news. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, on Monday advised Americans against travel to France, Jordan, Portugal, Tanzania, and other destinations, citing COVID-19 concern. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the CDC now lists more than 80 destinations at level 4, very high classification, and also on Monday added Andorra, Cyprus, and Liechtenstein to the highest COVID-19 level. The White House stated U.S. President Joe Biden in a call with leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Britain on Monday discussed their shared concern about the Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders and Russia's increasingly harsh rhetoric. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the White House also stated Biden, France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, Italy's Mario Draghi, and Britain's Boris Johnson underscored their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and called on Russia to de-escalate tensions. We end the news with Italy, which has introduced tougher restrictions for unvaccinated people amid concern over the Omicron variant and a potential spike in infection. Many public activities will be off-limits to anyone without a so-called COVID super green pass from Monday. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, the pass shows proof of vaccination or recovery from the virus within the last 6 months. It will be needed to enter theaters, cinemas, music venues, sport events, restaurants, and bars until mid-January. The new measure strengthened the existing COVID green passes, which can be obtained following a negative test. The basic green passes will now be required to use public transport as well as to access places of work. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Ahead of the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year's holidays, the Indonesian government is preparing to anticipate a spike in the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic due to increased community mobility. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs as chairperson of the COVID-19 Handling Committee and National Economic Recovery, Erlangga Hartarto, in a press statement Monday said that the government would limit community activities during the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year's holidays. Erlangga further pointed out that the community activities in public spaces such as restaurants and shopping centers are limited to 75%. Gathering activities for various activities are limited to a maximum of 50 people. Besides, vacations, activities, or traveling during the Nataru holiday period are allowed for those who have been vaccinated. People who have not been vaccinated are not allowed to travel. This was stated by Erlangga Hartarto in a press conference related to the virtual evaluation of the implementation of community activities restrictions. He also stated that Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian will immediately issue a Minister of Home Affairs instruction specifically for Nataru's holidays. The rules will follow the level adjusted to the World Health Organization WHO. In a limited meeting on Monday, President Joko Widodo also ordered his aides to prepare booster vaccine early next year. The Indonesian people should be grateful for the active cases of COVID-19, which have continued to decline in recent weeks. The latest data on Monday afternoon recorded that 130 cases were confirmed with 9 deaths. This number shows that although COVID-19 cases continue to decline, the pandemic does not shake off yet. Vigilance must remain, especially with the spread of the Omicron variant, which has spread to 45 countries. With the development of COVID-19 cases that continues to improve, the Indonesian people must not be careless ahead of the Nataru holidays. The government has been working hard to control the pandemic. Thereby, the community should support the government's hard work by complying with the regulation to be issued. The restrictions that apply are only temporary. The 6M health protocol is very important to follow during holidays. The 6M health protocol is questions is wearing a mask, washing hands with soap through running water, maintaining distance, staying away from crowds, reducing mobility, and avoiding eating together. All started in history with December 7, 1941, when Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. On December 7, 1941, Japanese troops with hundreds of warplanes attack Pearl Harbor, the United States Naval Base near Honolulu, Hawaii. The attack resulted in the damage to approximately 20 U.S. naval ships, 8 warships, and more than 300 aircrafts. As a result, more than 2,400 U.S. civilians and citizens died and 1,000 others were injured. This incident dragged the United States into World War II. U.S. involvement in World War II led to the dropping of a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. I'm moving on to December 7, 1959, when Aceh is designated as a special region. Aceh in the northern part of Sumatra Island, Indonesia has autonomy which is regulated separately or different from most other provinces in the country for historical reasons. On December 7, 1959, the government of Indonesia officially designated Aceh as a special region. At that time, special status was granted to Aceh in accordance with a decree of the Prime Minister of the Republic of Indonesia. I'll end today in history with December 7, 2017, when International Civil Aviation Day is set. The stipulation of International Civil Aviation Day is a decision of the United Nations General Assembly in 1996 on the initiative of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. Previously, ICAO has established International Civil Aviation Day since 1994, commemorates 50 years of the organization's founding.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari terang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Switzerland officially signed the agreement on the exchange of young professionals or YP agreement at the Federal Palace, Bern, Switzerland on Tuesday. The Indonesian Minister of Trade in a press statement on Saturday stated that the YP agreement is a bilateral scheme between Indonesia and Switzerland. This is a part of the commitment of the Indonesia-European Free Trade Association Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, Indonesia EFTA Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The YP agreement was originally proposed by Indonesia in the IEC-EPA negotiations, which guarantees the availability of quotas for the young professionals category according with the requirements in the agreement to work in the countries of both parties, with the aim of improving professional skills. In the signing, the Indonesian side was represented by Director General of Manpower Placement Development and Employment Opportunity Expansions at the Ministry of Manpower, Suhartono, while the Swiss was represented by Director of International Affairs, State of Secretariat for Migration, Federal Department of Justice and Police, Ambassador Vincenzo Mastioli. Suhartono hopes that this agreement can provide benefits for both countries to help each other in improving work skills, especially for young professionals workers, in increasing the availability of market access for Indonesian workers in the EFTA countries. In addition, Suhartono also pointed out that later on, work can involve all professionals and authorization process according with the applicable laws and regulations. The quota agreed in this agreement is 50 people per year and can be increased to 100 people per year if mutually agreed. Suhartono further stated that to be able to take advantage of the YP agreement, young professionals in the specified age range are expected to have completed professional training with a duration of no less than 2 years and have documents for completing studies in work-related fields. With the fulfillment of these requirements, it is expected that there will be job opportunities for all professionals' fields that do not violate the legal provisions in both countries. If they meet the requirements, the authorization will be given to young professionals to work for a period of 12 months and can be extended for a maximum of 6 months. The authorizations granted to young professionals regarding entry and residence permits must comply with the applicable regulations.
Ku terhanyut dalam kata rayumu dan ku tahu kamu mencoba untuk berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa ku katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku terjerat pesanamu?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, if one day you visit Indonesia, try to enjoy its various culinary delights. Each region in Indonesia has its own special food. For example, the Temanggung area of Central Java has many special food. One of them is Ndas Borok. In Javanese language, Ndas Borok means the sore head. Not as bad as its name, this food actually has a delicious taste. Listener, Ndas Borok is made from cassava and grated coconut with a sprinkle of palm sugar. The cassava and coconut are grated, mixed well, sprinkled with palm sugar, covered by banana leaves as a layer, and then steamed for 20 to 30 minutes. Then, place it in a container made of plated bamboo in a round shape. The round shape symbolizes ndas, or head. This dish has a diameter of 20 cm with a thickness of 1 cm. One portion can be divided into 8 pieces, and it is enough for 4 people. This food is not easily sour. It can last 3 times 24 hours if it has been steamed for at least 20 to 30 minutes without being preserved. When you eat Ndas Borok, it tastes so savory and sweet. The sweet taste comes from the sprinkle of palm sugar. For those of you who are interested in enjoying this traditional food, you can find it in various corners of the city of Temanggung, especially traditional markets. The price is relatively cheap, around 10,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Maka jangan sia-siakan semua kau
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Bertemu Teman Lama. Bertemu teman lama, which means meeting an old friend. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic, namely bertemu teman lama. Bertemu teman lama, which means meeting an old friend. Entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Bertemu. Sudah lama tidak bertemu, which means it's been a long time. This conversation takes place between Kevin and his friend Nuni at the restaurant. They have an appointment. Nuni warmly welcomes Kevin because it has been 5 years since he had seen him.
Hai Kevin, ya ampun, udah lama kita nggak bertemu ya.
Iya, lama sekali. Sekitar 5 tahun ya.
Iya, sepertinya.
After listening to the conversation, I will give phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic. Bertemu teman lama. Bertemu teman lama, which means meeting an old friend. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Ya ampun. Ya ampun, which means jeez or my goodness. Tidak bertemu. Tidak bertemu, which means haven't seen. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu, which means we haven't seen each other in a long time. Lama sekali. Lama sekali, which means a very long time. Sekitar 5 tahun. Sekitar 5 tahun, which means about 5 years. Lama tidak jumpa. Lama tidak jumpa, which means long time no see. Hampir 2 tahun. Hampir 2 tahun, which means almost 2 years. In the conversation, you heard the expression sudah lama kita tidak bertemu. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu, which means we haven't seen each other in a long time. This expression is used for people we haven't seen in a long time. In addition to word bertemu, bertemu, which means meet, you can also use the word jumpa, jumpa, or berjumpa, berjumpa, which also means meet. So, when reunited with an old friend as a courtesy, you can say sudah lama kita tidak bertemu. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu, which means it's been a long time since we met. Other examples. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu. Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu, which means we haven't seen each other in a long time. Iya, lama sekali. Iya, lama sekali, which means yes, it's been a long time. Lama tidak jumpa. Lama tidak jumpa, which means long time no see. Iya, hampir 2 tahun. Iya, hampir 2 tahun, which means yeah, almost 2 years. Every time Indonesians meet new or old friends, including foreigners, they usually shake hands. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian for today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Hai Kevin, ya ampun, udah lama kita nggak bertemu ya.
Iya, lama sekali. Sekitar 5 tahun ya.
Iya, sepertinya.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Bertemu Teman Lama. Bertemu Teman Lama, which means meeting an old friend. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカールバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒカナイヤハミーコンワカナウコンヤハミーミー
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Semenjak Kita Berpisah by Zulkarnain Fadli. Created by M. Nasir Nasution, this song tells about a man who is separated from his lover. Since then, his heart bears longing for her. He prays that his lover will live happily ever after all the time. This song has been sung by many singers with different musical arrangements, but Nur Ainun is the first one who popularized this song. Alright listener, this is the song Semenjak Kita Berpisah by Zulkarnain Fadli. Enjoy the song!
Semenjak kita berpisah, hatiku menanggung rindu padamu kasih tertumpah menjadi ingatan di dalam khayalku. Tapi tetap ku berdoa
apa yang hendak ku kata. Kini kau jauh di mata, menjadi idaman dan rintihan sukma.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan menjajakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Janganlah aku katakan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini caraku, bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri, dengar suara hati.
Jangan mengharapkan langkahmu.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.
Thank you.